producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Call Friday. France, sadly, ripped apart by ISIS terrorists who had plotted this apparently for some time and were moving their pawns about to make it become a reality. Awful, awful what has happened in the wake of that attack on Friday. And again, with a heavy heart, Kate Delaney, saying to all of you, this is what we talk about on this show. How do we protect our borders? How do we keep our families safe? Why do we dig our heels in, some of us, and demand answers that we don't get from the people who represent us in Washington? Well, now ISIS is waving it in the face of France and so many others, as this is not some ragtag group. It is a group that we were well aware of. As you know, many of you, we had several military people who came on the show with us, including Harlan Ullman, to talk about the fact that, yeah, we were certainly aware of ISIS, and it was a threat that was bubbling up, but was kind of pushed aside. And now in France, they launched some airstrikes against these targets in Syria, and they're widening the net for a manhunt, trying to find someone responsible, a massive manhunt in France. There's a French citizen directly involved in the terror attacks, they believe, that's being hunted down. 129 people dead, more than 350 wounded on Friday. U.S. flags, some of them anyway, have been lowered, anything on the Capitol and whatnot, have been lowered to half staff, and certainly worldwide that's happening after these Paris attacks. The president said immediately afterwards that there will be solidarity with France after the terror attacks. And then now that we're seeing the onion being pulled back on what happened, there were even clues social media-wise with shout-outs before the Paris attack, an ISIS-linked social media blessing the mission. Sickening to think of that. Now there are conversations in Washington and outside of Washington about whether Congress will vote to declare war on ISIS. And what does that mean? It's sad with the victims identified, too, as we bounce along in a couple different directions here. You filled up the mailbag. I will definitely go to the mailbag coming up in our next segment. If you want to talk about the U.S. role, you want to talk about France, you certainly can. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And how nervous does this make you about what's happening with our own borders and the Syrian refugees pouring in? How well have they been vetted? It's fair to say that someone should be vetted. In fact, the Alabama governor is saying, I'm not going to put my people in harm's way. I refuse. I am not going to take Syrian refugees. I'm not going to do it. Is it a threat? Are the Syrian refugees a threat to our national security? Do you believe that? I believe it's possible, based on things that we've seen before with student visas and locating and knowing where people are, and then, whoops, oh, suddenly they're involved in 9/11. We should have learned our lesson from that. So I don't blame the Alabama governor. If I was in that precarious situation, by choice, being elected, wanting to be there, I would think of the people in my state as well. So he said late Sunday that he would not allow that. He wouldn't allow any of the refugees to resettle there. Because word certainly has spread that one of the Paris attackers slipped through the immigration system in Europe, that the migration that we're seeing of those refugees. And there's concerns about gaping holes, imagine that, in our screening process. So bravo to Governor Robert Bentley for saying, yeah, you know, I reached this decision after taking the weekend to really consider the magnitude of the attacks on the innocent people in Paris. And I won't stand complicit to a policy that places the citizens of Alabama in harm's way. So far, no Syrian refugees have been relocated in Alabama to date, but they have absolutely been in neighboring states. And there hasn't been any intelligence, they say, of a credible sort to threats in Alabama. But what does that mean? 14 Syrians have been resettled in Louisiana, something that was checked on by a local TV station in New Orleans. The president is still planning to allow 10,000 Syrian refugees into the country within the next year and says he feels confident in the U.S. screening process, that we had a very robust vetting procedure for the refugees. Mike McCall, the congressman from Texas, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, disagrees with the assessment. We don't have the databases, he says. And there's problems. We don't have a comprehensive list of the 5,000 or more foreign fighters around the world, even. Paris is a game changer. McCall knows that. Others know that. There's holes that are wide open. Wide open. If we want to combat terrorism and travel especially, there's big concern about making sure that we don't have people get in through the back door or the front door. And then imagine that we hear, oh, airport workers, this is one way. Are you kidding? We knew airport workers, there were problems with airport workers that they would lose track of after 9/11. And we're still dealing with that. I don't get it. This is why you don't want more government. This is why it's disconcerting. There should have been more systems in place already after what happened here in the United States. Can't we help them settle in safer places offside our, you know, offsite from our shores? Background checks, background systems. But here's the thing, for a background check, and Marco Rubio brought this up on the Sunday Swirl on this week on ABC, he said, yeah, who do you call in Syria to background check them? He does have a point, but this is a scary, scary undertaking, especially now. What do you think? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You're listening to America Tonight.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and sleep. And through a crackle on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Everybody wants to sound off. That's the beauty of this show. I say it all the time. This show is about you, not me. And when something especially like this happens, these are things that affect us, big things called terrorists, open borders, Syrian refugees, problems. How do we make sure that this does not happen to our country, in our country? We've already seen it happen. And I don't want to repeat what happened to me in New York and to see and hear the things that I saw for far, far too long. And many of you felt the same things no matter where you were when those attacks happened. We couldn't believe that it could happen to us. But it's a sunny, awesome day. We're Americans. We live in the land of the free and the home of the brave, right? It can happen. I was taking a Rubio drink of water, by the way. Grim, how are you?
I don't blame you there, Gary.
Ever since he reached for the glass of water, every time I do that, I'm on the air. I think that's an ode to Marco Rubio.
Well, you got to be careful too because it can hurt your vocal cords.
That's right.
But now the football, aren't the scores just wacky?
They are crazy.
And Green Bay, you know. Everybody started out at the beginning of the season. Green Bay's going to make it. Green Bay's going to the Super Bowl. And look at them, you know.
Oh, they're terrible. Yeah.
Detroit beat them.
I know. They start off 6-0, and then it's downhill from there.
Yeah. It's just kind of crazy. It's getting crazy. And the scores, that's the main thing. You How can you nail a score if they're going to come up with these odd-wad scores?
I know. It's hard. Well, that's why I say there's no wrong guesses. Because you can't, if you could say, I don't know anything about football, you could say 9-7 and that could win.
Uh-huh. I just don't know what's going to happen the rest of the season. It's pretty crazy.
I know.
Yeah, it's sad that, you know, Paris went through what they went through. And you hit kind of what I was going to call about. Obama, you know, initially was talking about 80,000 of them Syrians, you know, willing to take in 80,000.
Yeah.
Our screening, let me say this much. If you have every truck driver out there knows this, that in order to haul any type of chemical, you have to get a hazmat endorsement to haul hazardous materials. And after 9/11, what they did with drivers is they required a background check. Now, this is how crazy it is. Every state highway patrol can get on the computer and they can get NCIS, they can get Interpol, they can get your whole record. But yet they want to turn around and charge truck drivers $200 for a background check.
I know. Money.
I mean, give me a break. This is just a money thing.
It is a money thing.
This is why we're not having the security. And we're supposed to trust, we did background. His own Secret Service can't even keep it in their pants. What the deal here? You know, I mean, I'm supposed to trust you that you're not going to allow
somebody else to come through. I agree.
A terrorist into this country.
I know.
I mean,
Grim, let me stop you there. Here's the thing you and I both know, right? This is what's scary, folks, for everybody listening, right? This isn't fear-mongering. This is an observation. This is conversations with people. There are many conversations I wish I could have on the air that I've had off the record that would make your hair just fall out or stand up. It's crazy. And all it takes is a few. That's exactly what happened in Paris. Okay, so we move somebody in March. They go there. They come. They get the training. We know what we're going to do. We start to plan our attack. And then, poof, nobody's aware of it. And it happens. These are individual people, part of the network. That can happen easily in the United States.
That's especially when you got people that, like our major news networks. See, you brought a lot more up in that first segment that I wasn't aware of. And that's only because everything I get, I had to stick a wire up in the air. You know, I don't have satellite. I don't have cable. I don't have all these, you know, I'm rural. And you know, I don't have all this information. And
right.
One thing I have not heard from the major networks, which I should hear from them first before all the minority network, is I should hear whether those terrorists that did this in Paris, if any of them were from the group that they allowed to come over the Mediterranean and into Western Europe.
Yeah, which was one. There is at least one.
Well, see, I didn't even know that yet. I've been waiting to be in the major news broadcast. Oh, we don't want to talk about that because that go against Obama and him wanting to, you know, bring people into this country. That'd be a strike. We can't see where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. And not only that, with the Secret Service problems, and ISIS should have been recognized from the very beginning if we would have had intelligence people that were doing their work. And I guarantee you this, because I'm military and I worked in ComSec material. They had drones flying in Afghanistan that they could continuously watch the border and see if they would have crossed it and would have known within 30 minutes of them driving across the border into Iran.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You cannot tell me they did not know it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I find that hard to believe, too. Very hard to believe.
Not no 16, 18 hours later, I was watching CNN, and apparently, you know, they're almost in Mosul.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
I know.
I know better than that.
I know.
I'm the one that repaired your equipment that detected this stuff and had to operate it so I could repair it.
Exactly.
/ mechanic operators, what they call that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, the monitoring, how safe do you really feel about that? Not very. Yeah, I mean, we're just pointing it out.
Yeah, That's what I was listening to, and you know, I feel sorry for the next person that's going to step in the office because he's got a really clean house.
Yeah.
You don't know what he's put in place
to
keep it a mess.
I know. And that's so important. That's so vital. There's no question. It's not just a passing deal when we talk about terrorism. It's not passing. It's the most serious threat we face. Because can you imagine, you've got to put yourself in the shoes of the people in Paris. You're a kid, you're going to a concert, and you're dead. I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's awful.
Yeah.
Ridiculous isn't strong enough of a word. I wasn't thinking about that. Were you thinking about that when you were 19, when you were 20? Of course not.
Well, I can say my dad kind of did. He'd bring it up.
He planted it in your mind already.
he was that way, you know.
Well, he was ahead of his time. Now, you know, now what would he think? It's just crazy.
Well, I'll tell you something, Kate. In 1950, when they started the missile program there in Martin in Denver, they already had, they had hired engineers from GMC. Because the main propulsion engine was going to be hydrogen and oxygen.
Right.
And those engineers stood around the water cooler and they said, oh, yeah, they got up in Detroit. They got a hydrogen engine that they can put in the car. It already works. They got the patents and everything. They're just not going to put it out there. What'd that tell you?
Yeah, a whole lot about what they were thinking,
That's coming from an engineer.
Yeah. Yeah, what does that tell you exactly? Frightening.
Well, I mean, they want to keep the oil business going. You know, it's collusion between the oil companies and the car companies.
Absolutely, and we see it, and we see the cost that we are all paying or could possibly pay. It is very scary, Grim. Thank you. He earned his nickname for that call, didn't he, Grim? I love the fact that the Alabama governor is saying, we don't have anyone now. We don't want anyone here for a very good reason because we're not trusting the vetting process and whatever that entails. And you can use sarcasm or you can talk about anything else, but that's not what we want to see. And are we making a huge mistake in accepting now, at this point, refugees? Not if somebody is fully vetted, but the number is a concern, but roll it back even further than that. What are you trying to do if you're trying to make a statement? You absolutely want to hit the United States, not just France. Now, we've been lucky, and we do have great networks in place in some areas. You think you look at this, and then you say to yourself they want to close Gitmo? Are you kidding me? Coming up, I swear, we're going to the mailbag. We could mix in your calls still. 855-266-5283.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. toxicpharmaceuticals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Targets in Paris, France, by the ISIS terrorist group have really put Halan into a situation where he wants the state of emergency to go well beyond what will mean he needs help from Parliament if he wants to have that continue for 3 months, because it can only go 12 days. And then there's conversation about Article 5 of the NATO treaty, and, you know, NATO then compelled to go to war against ISIS. The governor of Ohio running for president on the Republican side, John Kasich, had this to say the other day in a conversation he had on Fox Business News.
Well, you know, after 9/11, France wanted to join with us on Article 5, which basically says an attack on one member of NATO is an attack that affects all of us. And in this case, I think Article 5 ought to be implemented, which means that all NATO members would assist France as they move to protect themselves and to root out the terrorists. I think it's a very important and very strong message. And furthermore, Maria, I think the president ought to go to Europe, and I think he ought to convene a meeting not only to drive forward on Article 5, but also we need better coordinated intelligence worldwide, and I think we better be doing joint planning in terms of the need for military action to destroy ISIS, and would not only just involve NATO, but of course we would also want to work with some of our allies in the Middle East, whether it's the Jordanians and the Saudis. But, you know, we just can't keep waiting. I've been arguing about the need to do boots on the ground now as part of a coalition, an international coalition, for a long time. And, of course, the no-fly zones are important in Syria because that will provide some sanctuary for people in Syria who are, you know, whose lives have been virtually destroyed by war. There's so many things we need to do, but joint intelligence, working with the French, working with NATO, and I must also say, Maria, we have to be very careful that we dedicate the resources we need right here at home in things like the joint terrorism task forces that we have across the country. The ability to develop human intelligence, this is really, really critical, not just overseas, but we've got to have people here who know what's happening. And then signal intelligence, right, which is the ability to be in these chat rooms and to know what's happening while still protecting the rights of Americans.
Now—
Yeah, exactly. So he makes some great points. He makes sense there, Kasich, in what he's saying. And what is that ability? What is that level? As we see how quickly ISIS can move and have people, as I say, the chessboard, move them around the pieces right under the noses of those who could stomp them out. It's just not that easy to do, especially in that country, but anywhere where somebody gets in and they have the will to kill and they have the ability and the desire to go the distance, meaning if there's no humanity tied to them. And it is all about the aggression and the act of that and the fact that there would be many riches bestowed on the family, and this is a radicalized mind, then there's nothing that can stop them. It's not get in, get out, and save yourself. It's blow yourself up, blow up all the people until you've killed everyone in sight. And if you manage to wiggle out, fine, but that's not the game here. 129 people killed. 129 background checks. How do you possibly have background checks? How do you paw through this group of refugees? One that got through came in that way. And I'm sure there are other revelations that will finally leak out, and we'll start to hear them. But what a horrible thing to happen on Friday. What a terrible, terrible thing for those families to deal with. Too many young people, again, losing their life for what? Going to a concert? Being in the wrong place? Oh. And, of course, there was an American killed in the group, and family members just stunned. Think of the excitement of a trip to Paris for whatever reason it is. For a school reason, for a work-related reason, or just to go see a beautiful historic city with lots of rich history. And the more these attacks continue, the more those places that you could have freely toured and gone to see become, of course, less desirable and less accessible. In the United States, we have an incredible country filled with a different kind of history of all sorts. Imagine complete lockdown where you can't get to some of those treasures, where you can't enjoy a national park, where you can't move around Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., or New York City. That certainly was not the intent of the founding fathers. The idea was liberty and the pursuit of happiness, right? And what is the pursuit of happiness? Not to be looking over our shoulder at the possible, minuscule even, possibility of an attack. Certainly the people in that concert weren't thinking that on a beautiful night in Paris. Kids at a heavy metal concert? Of course not. Or anybody at the soccer stadium where it could have been worse damage. timed, coordinated attacks. How do you stop that? All right, as promised, many of you had some thoughts. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. We go to this first one from Ralph. Kate, it's so disheartening to see what's happened in Paris. It is a beautiful place. I've gone there twice. And to think that so many people will be denied access to incredible treasures in the Louvre and in other places. But how could you possibly leave them open? They say timing is everything, and it is the time to do away with ISIS. The exact way to do that, I don't know, and I think that's the problem. We move on to a similar sentiment from Bob, who says, Kate, love the show. I actually thought of you when I thought about this deal in France. I know that you lived in Europe. You said you had the pleasure of doing that when you were in school. And how would you have felt if you were in a neighboring country while this happened? Well, not good. Are you kidding? Of course, the family would be panicked, because that's what you're going to do when you have a 20-year-old daughter who's someplace in Europe. And, you know, this is just the thing. Are we trained? We've had Robert Siciliano on, who's an incredible expert when it comes to safety and how you can protect yourself as much as possible. In fact, he was there for the Boston Marathon bombing. He was running it and had young children waiting at the finish line, and thank goodness it turned out okay for him. But he talked about seeing the explosion in the distance and how frightening that was, and the first thought in his head was his kids. And Robert says you have to do a 180. You look around, and you don't have to be overly paranoid, but whenever you're out in the public, you look around and check out what's around you and get your bearings so you know if something really, really is extremely out of place that you might be able to catch. In this case, how would those people have caught anything? You're at a loud concert, boom, all of a sudden, you know, there's a hail of bullets, and then it's about the response from the cops and getting them down there and being held hostage, and oh, just a nightmare. I'd like to see him get that last suspect and really nail him to the wall and squeeze out any information possible, of course. And then this comes at a time when we're opening our borders to more Syrian refugees, a lot of them, and the question comes up about vetting, and I think it's a fair and valid one. Then there's questions about Guantanamo, because the president promised to close Gitmo and move the prisoners somewhere in the United States. Are you kidding? Put a bullseye on all of our backs. I don't think so. What is the answer? Mary says, Kate, I think the answer is we have to get out of the Middle East. We have to get out of these affairs and get away from ISIS as fast as possible. Sorry to everybody who wants us to handle everything, but we can no longer do that. We cannot be the world's cop. What do you think? Oh, yeah, the problem is we do have to pick and choose. We do. It seems like we're fighting every battle. And then what do we leave behind? And then what happens? And what sparks and what ignites something even more of a fevered pitch to a group like ISIS? And what can you say to those families? Once they're gone, they're gone. Someone who's 19, someone who's 20, someone who's 21, with seemingly your whole life in front of you. Wow. Let's hope they catch the last one. And if you missed that, there's where we are. There's a manhunt for the 8th Paris suspect. They say the attacker was a woman. They also say, we've talked about this, that Iraq sent a warning ahead of time. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
America tonight's Mods and Ends. You know, we've been talking so much about what happened in Paris and our response and how we should feel as Americans, and ultimately from our point of view looking at our safety here in the States and how frightening it is. And of course America is a target, just like France and just like many, many other countries that ISIS could certainly wreak havoc with, because you're really talking about the possibility of, you're really talking about the possibility of several planted situations with targeted attacks, with thought-out processes, which is what it seems as though we're finding in this Paris situation as this plot was laid out and then enacted. That's why the Alabama governor said, I'm not going to allow anyone to settle here, any of the refugees from Syria, because there has been that report that at least one of the Paris attackers slipped through Europe's immigration system. And so there's concerns about the holes. And, of course, there's gaps It'd be naive to think there wasn't any gaps, actually. So let's move on to some other odds and ends, some things that are else that are happening across the world. Hard to do that because, you know, really, honestly, this is where our focus is, let's face it. And this has been the conversation as it unfolded on Friday. If you were out at dinner or you were at church or you were going to the driving range or you were going to the store to get some groceries, guarantee somewhere somebody said something, whether it was a random stranger to you, about the attacks. It's on, I say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard and mom. This was on everybody's mind. And then the thought of, you know, the U.S. gets thrown into the conversation. And what would that look like for us? And this, and how serious is it? And all of that sort of stuff. Of course. All right, so in the meantime, polls, polls, polls. Who's on top of the polls? Donald Trump shows no lack of steam when it comes to where he pops up. 42% is the latest for Trump. And it kind of makes sense if you think about it. This is a Reuters Ipsos poll that shows among likely Republican primary voters after a week where he was on a comedy show, where he was at a Republican debate, he's surging. The five-day rolling presidential poll shows him that he has jumped up some 17 percentage points since November 6th, which is big, where he was tied with Ben Carson at about 25%. Now he has 42% of the voters, Carson slipping back a little bit. And the Saturday Night Live appearance, you know this now, we've talked about it, had its highest ratings in 2 years with 9.3 million viewers tuning in. And then that was on, you know, a couple days later, then you had the Republican debate, too. Now, this poll is bad news, they say, for Marco Rubio, who is now becoming the establishment-backed alternative to Trump. But with all these rave notices for the debates and whatnot, his support is pretty flat. 10% of likely Republican primary voters are preferring him. And Jeb Bush, oh, he's barely on the radar, the former Florida governor. Just 4% would support Bush. That's the latest poll for what it's worth. And I say this all the time, and I don't have to qualify this, but there is something to the polls and the way they're going, and keep watching that. Because when we get closer to the real thing, I think it makes a big difference. And it certainly makes a difference where somebody appears on a stage. As long as you have everybody involved in the debates, that's not going to change. Not going to change. All right, how about women fighting women? They call it a cat fight. This is not a cat fight. This was a professional fight, UFC style. You might not know anything about fighting in the cage. But there is a woman named Ronda Rousey, who everybody knows this woman's name. I mean, she may be one of the most famous female athletes behind, like, a Serena Williams. And she had this perfect record of just crucifying anyone that got in her way. And she, I mean, really putting them down on the mat within 20 seconds, less than 20 seconds. But she was beaten. She was beaten on Friday. Shocking. Very shocking. Holly Holm beat Ronda Rousey. It only took two rounds, less really than two rounds. And she says that she credits her team for saying that Rousey would be the aggressor and just play to that. So she's not the hot star, but now she has the belt. She's got the women's bantamweight championship. And this fight was in Melbourne, Australia. So there she goes. Boom. She left the venue after she won to celebrate with her family and close friends, who had made a very, very long trip to be with her, and how huge was that? She ignored all the build-up to the fight, and Rousey, for her credit afterwards, praised her and didn't have anything but good things to say. And, oh my, oh my. So now, Of course, this was afterwards. So now you would figure there's going to be some sort of a rematch, right? Isn't that what you do in any kind of boxing? I would think so. I would think there might be a rematch. That's the buzz in the backyard. Conversation about MMA fighting, basically, UFC. Because she is, because Ronda Rousey is such a dominant name in that world and beyond that world. So we move from the cage fighting to the winners and the losers in the NFL in week 10. We still have one more game, Monday night football game. But the Packers losing at Lambeau, huge news, because you don't see that happen every day. It's the first time, not the first time, but it's been since 1991 that the Lions beat the Green Bay Packers. A real shocker. Not anything anybody would have predicted. The Cowboys lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think even they were stunned, although they seem to be, the Buccaneers seem to be finding a rhythm, and the Cowboys seem to be going in the opposite direction big time. All of that, when you lose your quarterback, everybody suffers through injuries. And we do the nail the score thing. This week we'll be doing nail the score on Wednesday instead of Tuesday in our second hour at the tail end of the show, just so you know, second hour, tail end of the show. The New York Giants almost beat the New England Patriots, but they didn't, so the Patriots remain perfect. How about that? Tom Brady, to me, seems like he's on a mission to be perfect, and they are just that. Remember, they almost had the perfect year, and the Giants spoiled that for them. But that didn't happen this time around. The New Orleans Saints defense, what can I say? It was missing in action. The Washington Redskins just absolutely shredded them. I mean, it seemed as though they weren't even on the field during half of the game. So for sure, the Saints were big losers. But the other side of that ball in Washington was huge. In fact, Kirk Cousins, the quarterback for Washington, here's your fact, had 394 yards in the first half, most in a half since Doug Williams beat John Elway and the Denver Broncos in a Super Bowl. Wow. Head coach Sean Payton can't be happy about that. I wouldn't be surprised if Rob Ryan is fired at some point during the bye week. Ooh. 31st ranked defense. And last year, that's where they fell, too. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.